With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio, open God's eternal word and study the word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us as we open the word of God today. We're turning again in our Bible to the book of Hebrews chapter number 12, and we're looking at verse number 14 and verse number 15 as we continue our study on the subject dealing with bitterness. The Bible said in verse number 14, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Now notice verse number 15. The word of God said, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. We spent the first 2 days of this week looking in the book of Ephesians chapter number 4 and verses 29 through verse number 32. And there we saw the working of bitterness and the cycle that it gets people into. And we saw that the way to break that cycle was found in verse number 32, where the Bible said, be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted. And then it said, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. And again I say, bitterness is that feeling that builds up inside of us because of something that someone else has done for us. If it were guilt on our part, we could repent of it. But we cannot repent of what others do. And sometimes they will not repent, and sometimes they never will repent. But we have got to learn to overcome bitterness, or else it will overcome us. And may I say, we can only overcome bitterness through the grace of God. Here we find in verse number 15, the Bible said, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. The grace of God is available, but we must appropriate it to overcome our bitterness. I mentioned to you, first of all, there is the cause of bitterness, and that is because we do not apply God's grace for our bitterness. There's a verse over in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 9. The Bible said that God said, my grace is sufficient for thee. The grace of God is sufficient for you to overcome your bitterness. Verse number 15 does not say that the grace of God fail, but it mentions the fact that we fail to appropriate that grace in our lives. And so the only cause of a person remaining in bitterness is because they have not applied the grace of God and accepted the grace of God that God wants to work in their lives. And again, I say to you, I've saw many people who have had much to be bitter about, but I've saw them overcome that bitterness by God's amazing grace. So there's the cause. We looked at that. Then there's a course of bitterness. Again, in the middle of verse number 15, the Bible said, lest there be any root of bitterness springing up. Notice those words. Springing up. The course of bitterness is like a cycle. It repeats itself over and over, and the most of the time it gets worse as we go through it again and again. You say, preacher, why does this bitterness keep coming up? Well, I believe the Bible is very plain. Notice what the Bible calls it, a root of bitterness. You take a root under the ground, and if that root is alive, then that root will spring up. It will come up again. And it is as though you take something and you chop down that weed or that vine that comes from that root. And you say, boy, I got rid of that. But it will not be long until it comes up again. You see, what most people's problem is, they are dealing with the fruit of bitterness and not dealing with the root of bitterness. So the Bible teaches us that we're going to have to go farther than just deal with the fruit. We're going to have to deal with the root. And I'll deal with that a little bit later on. But I want you to notice not only there's the cause of bitterness, there's the course of bitterness. But I want us to look at the consequence of bitterness. What does bitterness do? Two things are mentioned here. In verse number 15, the Bible said, lest there be any root of bitterness springing up. Number one, trouble you. And then number two, and thereby many be defiled. Oh, what a statement. And how we need to understand the consequence of bitterness upon us and upon others. May I say to you, first of all, that bitterness will trouble you. Friend, listen, I could spend days dealing with what I'm fixing to mention, but I must just say them and move on. Bitterness will affect you psychologically. It will distort your thinking. It's a proven fact that bitterness will cause you to see the bad side of things instead of the good. Bitterness will cause you to look skeptical and cynical at everyone else, and you do not see any of their good. You see their bad. Bitterness will cause you to reject truth and believe untruth. And bitterness will cause you to imagine the worst scenario that is imaginable. My friend, I'm saying to you that bitterness works on you psychologically. It will distort your thinking and affect you psychologically. Then may I say to you, second, bitterness will affect you socially. You will display bitterness if bitterness is inside you. You cannot keep it hid. It has a way of seeping out, and before you know it, it has come out again. You say, preacher, how will bitterness affect me socially? May I say to you, my friend, that bitterness will display itself in your conversation. We saw that back over in the book of Ephesians chapter number 4. And again, the Bible said in Philippians chapter 1, verse number 27, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. But if a person has bitterness in their life, it will affect their conversation. You cannot talk to them long until they start spewing their venom out into your ears and into your mind. It will affect your conversation if you have bitterness. But not only will it affect your conversation, but bitterness affects your countenance. I'm talking about social effects that bitterness has on the life of a person that has bitterness in their heart. Your countenance will change. You will lose your smile. You will lose your blessings. And your entire countenance reveals that you have bitterness shut up in you. And that bitterness is springing up and controlling you. But then I want you to notice a third thing. Not only bitterness affects you psychologically, and it affects you socially, but bitterness affects you spiritually. Bitterness will rob you of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. It will take away your love, your joy, your peace. And I remind you that the Spirit of Christ will not abound in the life of a believer where there's anger, hatred, wrath, and bitterness. You have bitterness in your heart, it will affect your praying. You cannot pray as you ought to pray if you have bitterness in your heart. The psalmist said in Psalm 66:18, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Bitterness is sin against God, and it will affect your praying. Number two, it will affect your praising. You cannot praise God with bitterness in your heart. No, my friend, you can sit through a church service where others are rejoicing and worshiping and praising God, but you sit there stewing in your own bitterness, and it boils up inside you. And the more others rejoice, the more you resent it, because that bitterness is ruling and ruining your spiritual life. But not only it will affect your praying, it'll affect your praising, it will affect your presentation of the gospel. You cannot present the gospel to others when you are filled with bitterness. It will come out. Let me show you something. If you want to talk about other Christians instead of talking about Christ, friend, you got a bitterness problem. It will affect you. You cannot witness and work for God without this thing coming out. So it will affect you. It will affect your spirituality. The Bible said in the book of Matthew chapter 12, verse number 34, "For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh." So bitterness will affect you psychologically. It will affect you socially. It will affect you spiritually. May I say to you, bitterness will affect you domestically. Hear me, dear friend. I am talking about the consequence of your bitterness. It will affect you domestically. Bitterness affects the partner-companion relationship. Bitterness in the heart of a husband or bitterness in the heart of a wife can destroy a marriage. Not only it affects your partner-companion relationship between husband and wife, but it affects your parent-child relationship. Many children are turned off and driven away from the things of God because their mother or their daddy, who are professing Christians, maybe even faithful in church, and maybe put on a good front with a church house, but they are filled with bitterness. And when they get to the house and the doors are closed, that bitterness comes out of them. So it affects you domestically. It will destroy the relationship between a husband and wife and between parents and children. And then number five, not only will bitterness affect you psychologically, socially, spiritually, domestically, but bitterness will affect you spiritually. If the root of bitterness is allowed to stay buried in your life, it will decay and turn into corruption. Oh, my friend, hear me today. I want to say again, there is the cause of bitterness. We fail to apply and appropriate the grace of God. There's the course. It just keeps on springing up and springing up over and over again. There's the consequence. Bitterness will affect you psychologically, socially, spiritually, domestically, and it will affect you physically. Tomorrow, the Lord willing, we're going to deal with conquering bitterness and find out in the Word of God the answer, how that we can conquer bitterness and have victory over it and enjoy the blessings of God after bitterness is gone. Father, honor your word. Help your people. We'll praise you for what you do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoy the broadcast today. Let me encourage you that you pray for the broadcast, that the Lord would bless it and use it to the glory and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also, I want to encourage you that you write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you. Until the next broadcast.
Oh, do not wait. It's growing.